This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling this September the 30th, 2023. Breaking news, Congress passed a spending resolution to fund the government for another 45 days. The new fiscal year for 2024 starts October the 1st. So instead of a budget, they have a spending resolution. Anyways, Walter, my good friend, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Just fine. I'm doing just fine. It's a nice, comfortable Saturday evening down here in the South Tennessee 7-5 studios. So it's quite nice.
Outstanding. As always, first order of business, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who were killed in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Community Parole Officer Christine Guerin Sandoval of the Colorado Department of Corrections. End of watch, September 28, 2023. Some maggot decided to run her down with an automobile. He is alive and in custody. Anyways, breaking news, as I said before, Congress has passed a spending bill. They're shipping it down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House, waking up lunch bucket Joe Biden to sign it so he can go back to sleep. But anyways, during the vote today, New York Representative Jamal Bowman of New York, of course, Democrat, he pulled a fire alarm during the vote at the Cannon office building. Now, the Cannon office building is down the street from the Capitol building. The Capitol building cannot hold all members of the House and the Senate, so there's office buildings up and down Capitol Hill so members of Congress can do their business at the office. So this genius from New York was running for the door. For whatever reason, he pulled a fire alarm. One of his staffers said, oh, he thought that if he pulled that lever down, it would open the door so he would leave and go vote. I mean, we knew from elementary school, don't pull the fire alarm lever down unless there's a fire. If you pull it down and there's no fire, that is a false alarm. So in the district, which is under federal statutes, it's a misdemeanor to activate a false fire alarm. So anyways, good job, New York, for sending another genius to the District of Columbia. Walt, you got any comments real quick about Representative Bowman from New York?
I'm just glad that some young man wasn't standing next to the door and he pulled the zipper down to try to get out the door. Moron.
Anyways, speaking of fire alarms, we also
They always say that there's a sucker born every minute. But, you know, I think they stopped birthing suckers a long time ago. You know, now it's just idiots that are being born.
Right, exactly. But anyways, speaking of false alarms, we want to remember or say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department, known as the Cellar Savers. Anyways, moving right along, we go from the House passing the budget to Hunter Biden is suing Mayor Giuliani. You heard that right. Hunter Biden, the guy from the laptop of hell, talking about the big guy and who's more or less the bag man for the Biden-Kraft family, is suing Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Now, why would Hunter Biden sue Mayor Giuliani? Because you like this one. Because Mayor Giuliani allegedly has been hurting the reputation of one Robert Hunter Biden for downloading the laptop, the memory from the laptops. So you got a the laptop. It shows Hunter Biden doing drugs, messing around with underage girls, messing around with prostitutes, possibly trafficking infractions there. Run around with a gun he shouldn't be, he should not have. Emails to the family concerning money and the big guy. And so, anyways, the mayor is accused of hacking the computer and ruining the reputation of one Hunter Biden. I mean, this is something you see in the Twilight Zone, because you have Rudy Giuliani, who was U.S. attorney, mayor of the city of New York, Donald Trump's personal attorney. He's also a personality on WABC radio and just overall a real stand-up guy. So he got a hold of the memory from the laptop, or the data from the laptop, and gave it to the New York Post, because Hunter was too high to go pick it up from the computer shop. And now he's being sued. And folks, if you don't believe there's a deep state, then go watch the Kardashians on TV or go watch sports. Because we were told the laptop was Russian disinformation from 50 former members of the intelligence community saying that, oh, it's Russian disinformation. Well, AI is out there, but I mean, they did a hell of a job knowing just, and where did they get all the information about the Biden family and the turmoil that goes on in the Biden family? So, and what's even funnier is that the Biden legal team never admitted that it was his laptop. He just said that the mayor got hold of this data from illegally from a laptop. Well, where'd the laptop come from? It's not from my laptop. It's not from your laptop. It's from one Hunter Biden. So it's sick and getting sicker. Well, what do you say about this laptop from hell and the mayor being sued by Hunter Biden?
Well, you know, we talked about this. It's Hunter Biden's former personal computer. He gave up his rights to it and its contents when he left it at the repair shop. My comment was, you know, who the hell gets their laptop repaired these days, you know, or in the last 10 years? You go out, you buy another one, and you transfer everything over, and then you destroy the hard drive that's, you know, in the old one. Hunter didn't do that. Probably high on crack. We got a commercial coming up.
All right, when we come back, Walt's going to finish up by his thought on the laptop from hell. Also, Trump and Biden go to Detroit. New York City hates veterans, and a member of Congress passes away. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back on 7-5 Radio. Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew. Walt, before we went to break, you were talking about the laptop from hell and the that belonged to Hunter Biden.
Yeah, his laptop. You know, is if you don't want somebody to know what you have on your laptop, you know, dudes, dudettes, dudette genders, don't give it to somebody to fix and then leave it there because you just figured you don't need it anymore. You know, your father's running for president and you just don't need it anymore. Or maybe he just didn't want it in his possession. If there was some type of a Mar-a-Lago type raid on his home, you know, before the last election. So if you, you know, and he should have been arrested. I mean, with the alleged underage teenagers, every teenager is underage females that he's made friends with and, you know, a niece and, you know, pictures of him with, you know, stoned with a crack pipe in his mouth. You know, if you don't want that out there, you don't give it to a stranger and then forget about it. And the man who had it and turned it over, I hope he downloaded everything on that was on that computer to a thumb drive just in case somewhere down the line. You know, this computer gets lost, you know, like the Trade Center flag disappeared, you know. So it's the man is an imbecile. A rich imbecile does not make, you know, a rich man that's an imbecile does not make him, you know, a smart imbecile. He's just an imbecile. Maybe he forgot like his father. I don't know. Maybe he's got that little dementia thing going on where he forgets where he was and what he's doing. But the Biden laptop is a tool that he is trying to cover up with smoke and mirrors by suing Mr. Giuliani. And it's inevitable it's going to happen. You know, it may take a lot longer. But it's inevitable it's going to happen. If there's a Democratic president elected next year, when that person takes office, what they'll do is they'll seal this record until, 2076, and then you can open it and see what's on it, you know, and see. So it's just the lawsuit is frivolous. The Supreme Court should see it's frivolous. The local court should see it's frivolous. I see it's frivolous. You know, you can sue an ice cream bar these days because it got soft before you were able to give it a lick. So it's frivolous. It needs to be tossed, and the investigation needs to move forward.
Right. One more thing is that with Giuliani, if you've seen him like talk about like the impeachment and other cases. He doesn't go on the defensive. He goes on the offensive. So when you have the Bidens going after Mayor Giuliani, Giuliani's going to say, well, let's see what's they're going to have a discovery motion and show everything that's on the laptop, because I wouldn't be surprised if there's things that we have not seen with this family. But it just so, I mean, careful what you wish for, Hunter, because you might just get it. And Rudy Giuliani is not the man to mess with. So good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving right along.
You know, it's like any other civil lawsuit. You said the magic words. Be careful what you ask for. Because just because you're suing somebody, you're going to be investigated to see if you are credible or not, or credible to the point that this lawsuit can be pushed through. So, you know, he's opening up his own closets, and I really don't care to see what's in them. I prefer the stuff that's in his closets stay inside his closets. You know, just nail him on what we know already. You know, that would be plenty. That would be plenty for me. You know, of course, I'm talking about Biden. That would be plenty. But, you know, go ahead. You know, push it.
Right.
Hunter. You know, and I don't really, when I post about Hunter on my different social media platforms, I don't spell Hunter with an H anymore. So I use another letter of the alphabet.
Well, anyways, moving right along, the elder Biden, Joe Biden, flew in Detroit to stand with the men and women of the United Auto Workers to voice his support. And that voice of support for the United Auto Workers lasted a whopping 87 seconds. And Biden was on the picket line, standing shoulder to shoulder with the rank and file of the United Auto Workers in Michigan for a total of 12 minutes. Now, with that short of time, I seriously doubt that the pilots on that Boeing airplane even killed the engines. 12 minutes. He landed. He went over to wherever the car plant, stood there for 12 minutes, said something for 87 seconds. And then when the president of the UAW, Mr. Fenn, when he started talking, Joe Biden put his hands around a young female auto worker, which is, you know, the MO of Joe Biden. But unfortunately, the auto worker was above the age of consent. But it just shocks. And then the reason why Biden only spent 12 minutes in Michigan, because he had a pressing engagement in California, in the San Francisco area, attending fundraisers at $35,000 a plate. So you got guys and girls making about $35 an hour. They want more, you know, they have a addressing their grievances with the employer. We talked about it last week. We agree with some, disagree with most. But he stood with them for 12 minutes and went down out to California for a $35,000 a plate fundraiser. Now, mm-hmm. all them social media companies and tech companies, guess what? They hire H-1B visa holders, which means foreigners. So you have American citizens, union members, building something, leaves them there for 12 minutes. And then he goes out to California with these rich, fat cats who hire more and more immigrants. And don't forget, this is the same administration that is going after Elon Musk for not hiring refugees and yet give him billions of dollars in subsidies. Now, meanwhile, the only thing that billionaire Donald Trump did in terms of manufacturing was not only bring factories back, but he made a deal with a carrier corporation to stay in Indiana, stay open, and to save a couple hundred jobs. And he did this before he was inaugurated president. That's before. But anyways, as Joe Biden is standing in line for 12 minutes waiting to go to California, the White House has a plan for Joe Biden, a plan to prevent him from falling again. Biden is apparently doing exercises, wearing tennis shoes, using shorter stairs, because obviously the guy's just out of his gourd. But what's funny is that Joe Biden and Mick Jagger are the same age. Mick Jagger just turned 80, and the Rolling Stones came out with a new single. So you don't see Mick Jagger stumbling, fumbling, bumbling, mumbling. You know, if we had to pick somebody else for president who's 80 years old, my vote's for Mick Jagger. Walt, what say about Joe Biden, the Motor City?
Well, you know, it's current news. You know, most people know about what happened up there with his, you know, keep the engine running, I'll be back shortly, kind of thing. So much for his war on fossil fuels, you know, to keep Air Force One running while he takes the beast that gets, you know, 1 mile per gallon, you know, to his venue and back. Then of course he is the same age as Mick Jagger, like you said. But I saw a recent picture of Mick Jagger singing with Lady Gaga. Now, I like Lady Gaga. You would never see Joe Biden singing with Lady Gaga. You might see him singing with Baby Gaga at his age, but not Lady Gaga.
Right. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the 45th president visiting the Motor City. Also, New York City hates veterans and loves migrants. And also, we remember a young political go-getter. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The threat of a federal government shutdown was suddenly easing Saturday after the House quickly approved a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open once Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped demands for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic votes for passage. The bill would fund government at current 2023 levels until November 17. It goes next to the Senate, which was meeting late into Saturday evening with just hours to go before the midnight deadline to fund the government. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away this week at the age of 90.
The news of Feinstein's passing hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety, to protecting civil liberties. Country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for more than 30 years, being first elected in the early 90s. I'm John Schaefer.
A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview yesterday and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kyrsten Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump and maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election. The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. That starts in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Naval Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, live, Saturday, September the 30th, 2023, on the Liberty News Radio Network. And we're talking about Detroit, like we did last week. Shout out to Charlie Duff from the No BS News. I forgot to mention his outlet. He's on so much. We tell him he has just a seat at the table. Forgot his outlet. Check him out. But anyways, we had Joe Biden come to Detroit, and it was just a flop. Then we had the 45th president, Donald J. Trump, come to Detroit, gave a speech in a factory in the Detroit area. It was a non-union factory, which means the UAW does not have a local in that factory. But it was open to everyone, and members of the UAW attended. And the president just sounded like a president from Queens and just knocked it out of the park going after electric vehicles, because like we said last week, he must be a fan of the show that we subsidize electric vehicles that nobody buys. And then he brings up the point that all these components for electric vehicles come from overseas, and he doesn't want electric vehicles and doesn't want electric vehicle components from overseas. He wants Americans building Americans cars that Americans buy. But it was just it was night and day of, and it was like, it was night and day. Trump was spoke for over an hour. He was energetic, went off the cuff, and inspired people. And at that 12-minute rally, 12-minute pick a line Joe Biden stood at, you heard a couple of golf claps. Hey, you know, hey Joe Biden, for you know, giving that arousing 87-second speech. And it's just embarrassing. But, you know, we'll see what happens next year when Trump and Biden run again against each other. But, I mean, Donald Trump, he's a billionaire. He's an employer. But he really, you know, hit home for the members of the union and everybody in auto manufacturing. Walt, what say you about Donald Trump's rousing speech versus Joe Biden walking the picket line?
You know, Let me put it this way. Donald Trump can get a standing ovation in a cemetery. He's just got the charisma. Joe Biden couldn't get a standing ovation, you know, in a stadium with people, you know, with 50,000 people, and you ask them to stand up, they won't. It's just that simple. The guy's got no charisma. He's no colorful. I'd rather have a person in a job that has a presence of positiveness and energy, you know, and passion, instead of you know, somebody like this character that calls himself president, where he was, you know, he was at the World Trade Center, and you know, he was probably in Pearl Harbor in December of 1941. He was probably standing next to Dianne Feinstein's deathbed this morning. You know, the guy's everywhere. You know, the guy says he's everywhere. He drove a truck. You know, everybody knows the story, the stories that he tells. And according to KGP or whatever, KGP, Green.
Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, I had it right. KGP, which rhymes with KGB, but KJP, you know, just blows off, you know, questions about these things. And then she says, Mr. Trump doesn't say anything at his rallies. You know, I don't know what she's watching or who's telling her to say this, but, you know, she looks really, really stupid. You know, right. She looks very, very stupid. Mr. Trump, you know, even seven years ago, you know, when he started a campaign, just off the cuff, I happened to be down in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and which is very near Mobile, and you couldn't get into Mobile the venue that he started at, I think maybe it was a high school field or maybe a high school, and then it went to a college, and it had to go to an outside arena. The guy's just got that charisma. And it doesn't matter what he talks about. What he talks about is what the people want. He talks about, not say what the people want him to say. He says what the people actually feel that they can accomplish with this guy as president. And it was proven fierce when he was in office. So, I don't know why Mr. Biden even bothers. He'll probably be in the basement of the White House, starting, January. He'll be in the basement of the White House like he was in Scranton, 4 years ago. So and he'll do his campaign from the base, Delaware, wherever. he'll just be in the basement. Nobody will see him. They'll dust him off once in a while and bring him upstairs, on the what do you call that thing that glides up the stairs, where you don't have to walk up, the rider thing. Attaches to your banister. It's just a shame that our country is in such dire straits. And of course, we know when that started. And when it started to fall apart, everybody was looking at everybody else to do something about it. And what they chose to do about it was to not even talk smack. Just, I would rather the Democrats talk smack about Trump, than just lie to us about what they're doing and their accomplishments. How about that? That's right. The old days of mudslinging and stuff like that was entertainment. But now they just flat out tell you lies on how great it's going to be and how great it has been and how great gas prices are now compared. Well, they are better than they were, a year ago. But then again, they were down here. They were over $4 a gallon. Now they're just over $3 a gallon. Yeah, gas prices are better under Joe Biden, but they also went up, 300% under Joe Biden to start with. So it's a shame that this man has pulled the wool, or the party has pulled the wool over so many people's eyes. And every time Mr. Trump tries to pull it back and reveal, they come up with something else, like this Hunter Biden lawsuit against Mr. Trump's attorney. So it's just like smoke and mirrors. Don't like the Wizard of Oz. Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Right.
That's the guy running the show. Yeah. Don't pay attention to him. It's a phony.
Walt, you hit the nail right on the head, because during your break, I got MSNBC on the horn or on the TV in my tastefully decorated studios. They had some Yahoo. I don't know who this clown was. He was saying that Donald Trump wanted the government shut down so the Justice Department couldn't go after him. I'm like, what in the name of Sam Hill is he talking about? What kind of stupid? And the host is just nodding along and say, okay. And like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Shut down or not, Donald Trump is still indicted. But he's like, people are just talking out of their backside on TV. It's all bullcrap. And if you get your news from MSNBC and CNN and like mainstream media, then it's you're not going to get the whole story. You're going to get garbage. And that's why you have Liberty News Radio and other outlets to tell you what's going on. So, anyways, that's. That's the media for you in a nutshell. But moving right along, we got a couple more things to talk about. New York City hates veterans. In Staten Island, there's a 95-year-old Korean War veteran living in a nursing home. And the nursing home was bought out by the city of New York. And then the nursing home told its residents they had 6 weeks to vacate because the nursing home is going to house the illegal immigrant invasion. So you got this poor man, Frank Tomasano, who served his country, the United States Army, during the Korean conflict. he had to find somewhere to live. Now, this man is 95 years old in a nursing home. You know, he can't get around and just, you know, go on Craigslist to find a place. But, you know, that's how it goes. You know, everything for the illegal aliens, the migrants, and, you know, other third world dirtbags. Nothing for our veterans, nothing for our GIs, nothing for the taxpayers. But anyways, his daughter helped him out, and he's living with his daughter. Anyways, when we come back, we'll remember a young whippersnapper that passed away suddenly. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. California Senator Dianne Feinstein just recently passed away at the young, spry age of 90 years old. This lady was born when FDR was president, and she just recently passed away, which was absolutely a surprise because we know how young and spry 90-year-old people are. But she was in the Senate for 30 years. She was also mayor of San Francisco before she came to the U.S. Senate. But, you know, her last day, she was out of it. She had, you know, her kids had a power of attorney. And she was just out of it, but yet she got to vote on the Senate floor. So this is reason number 1,000,002 why we need term limits. You got Dianne Feinstein dies in the Senate at 90. Now it's one thing if she was like Mick Jagger, young and spry and you know has more energy than most of us, but she was 90. She's being wheeled around in a wheelchair. She already looked like the Crypt Keeper. You also have President Joe Biden, who's 80, who spent almost 50 years in the U.S. Senate. Mitch McConnell is 81, and we see him stroking out. But his staffer says, no, he just had he's perfectly fine. Then we have Nancy Pelosi, who's 83 years old and is going to run again for her seat in California. I mean, how much money and power do you need? All these people are millionaires. Dianne Feinstein was worth over $100 million. She had homes in San Francisco, outer Marin County, California, Lake Tahoe, Aspen. She owned a $60 million jet, and she's still collecting a paycheck from the Senate. My question is, how did she become a multimillionaire earning only six figures in the Senate? You know, did her husband, who's a land developer, had any inside information? That's a good question to ask. And same thing with Nancy Pelosi. They're multimillionaires. They got this castle in San Francisco. Her husband, he was driving drunk, wrecked a Porsche. Way to go buying union labor. Well, it was German union labor, but still. way to support the American economy with your foreign car. I mean, that's another thing. You have all these Democrats. They're all pro-union and this, that, and the other thing, and they stand on the picket lines. But they say nothing when all these foreign cars are coming in, coming to our shores. They say nothing about all the domestic cars coming in from Mexico and Canada. All the illegal alien invasion, which is going to take away the jobs from the lower income earning Americans. So, I mean, that's why we need term limits, but we're not going to get term limits. Pretty soon you're going to be able to pass away and still serve in Congress. Walt, what say you? Do we need term limits or an age requirement to serve?
Absolutely. Of course you need age out and term limits and such. You know, what happened with Dianne Feinstein, you know, these past 6 months, let's say, you know, buzzing her around in a wheelchair, you know, she's incontinent. You know, she needs a personal assistant, you know, to do, you know, any daily activities, needs, you know, eating and having something to drink and like I said, continents, bathing, you know, and they wheel her around. And to me, that's just disrespectful. Okay. Now, you know, these people can kiss up to Miss Feinstein, you know, that, you know, she trailblazer and a warrior and, you know, they all say that crap when somebody dies, you know, and it's really empty. And if it's too soon to say that, well, tough noogies, I said it. They wheel these people around. It's so disrespectful, and they lose dignity. But they got to show, you know, the show must go on. They got to wheel these people in and out. You know, they got that they're still there and they could still vote, which, you know, is right. Questionable. You know, I just think you know, when it's time, it's time. You know, if you want to be a politician, a lifetime politician, I think, you know, the age out at 65, at least. I mean, you know, you could be a cop for 45 years, but when 65 rolls around, they make you retire. They force you out. And we know that from the unfortunate incidents that happened a few years back chief was being forced into retirement. But yeah, there comes a time where it's time to go, time to stop, you know, enjoy, whatever you'd like to enjoy. If you enjoy working, if be a greeter at Walmart or something. If you got to do something or have a purpose in life. Nancy Pelosi, you know, like Tom Brady coming out of retirement to try to play the field again. It's just stupid. It really is. You know, like you said, a husband, you know, DUI, God knows whatever the hell happened to that. And the two or three guys he's got hanging around with him, in their underwear, you know, at house while she's out of town. You know, these things are just, it's an indignity to our country as a whole. It's an because, you know, I'm sure the Russians do it, and I'm sure the Chinese do it too, but you don't ever see it. You know, they're smart enough to keep it behind closed doors. But no, our country, for some reason, these idiots think they got to be the center of attention and for the world to see. You know, it's like that old Hollywood adage thing, you know, when you're an unemployed actor, doesn't matter as long as they're talking about you. And that's what it is. It's all ego. It's all ego. They, you know, like you said, they got all the freaking money. You know, they got all the money. That's a crime on all the money that civil servants make. And well, you know, if they're getting paid $500,000 a year, okay, and they get increases, and they don't pay for anything, obviously, because you know it's my car they drive around in, or they driven around in, it's my gas that they're using to drive around in this car. You know, it's my dollar that they're eating at this big fancy ass $35,000 a plate dinner. Of course, they're going to be freaking multi gazillionaires, you know, by the time they're 90. It's just a shame. This country is so backwards. It ain't going to be turned around in whatever I have left in my lifetime. That's for sure. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate because it's our offspring, our kids that are growing up that just don't care. My son just doesn't want to vote. You know, he's 24 years old. He doesn't want to vote anymore. He says, what's the sense? He says, they're going to fix an election. You know, some idiot's going to win by 40 million votes. You know, they like I said, if Mr. Trump went to a cemetery, he'd have a standing ovation. When Mr. Biden goes to a cemetery, he gets votes. You know, so. It's just the way it is, and everybody knows it. But nobody's doing anything about it. I can't do anything about it. I can't, you know, by myself, I can't do anything about it.
Right. Right.
When you think things in the government are, you know, going along as they should be, you know, like the old thing, no news is good news, and that was fine. There was no news during the Reagan era. But, you know, we did pretty well. There was no news except the Lewinsky and the oral sexual contests that Bill Clinton was involved in before his presidency. Nothing seemed out of place until social media came along, and now they just flat out lied to you. And it's a shame. It's disparaging, you know, it's disparaging. And no matter what you say in public or in private, it's wrong.
That's if you're not a Democrat. You can come out, call people the N-word, curse, drop C-bombs or whatever. But if you have a D next to your name, then it's okay. But you tell a little off-color joke like Donald Trump did many times, because that's what he does. That's what New Yorkers do. They tell off-color jokes. They exaggerate. And he's called everything but a child of God. But, you know... Well, one of the reasons why these fossils remain in public office is that they have to keep the money rolling in. Think about it. Joe Biden's 80 years old. He's been in power for 50 years, and we've seen the emails. He's got to keep his family living high on the hog. Meanwhile, your son, who's 24 years old, he's probably, you know, just barely scraping by. You know, keeping up with the car payments and rent and food, he doesn't have time to run for office because he's got to provide for his family. But if you look at who runs for Congress, it's always a lawyer or a political science major, went to Georgetown, George Washington University, Harvard, Yale, and they want to become in politics. And, you know, nobody says, I want to become a politician and become poor. You know, they want to make a difference, so they say, but they all end up being rich. But anyways, it's that time of the hour for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference and do not comply. See you next week, everybody.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.